Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's bring in Steve now from Pro Football Focus, Steve Palazzolo, the senior analyst there. Steve, how you been, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
So I we'll start out with this Packers team. Obviously, the rankings and everything's changed since Aaron Rodgers went down. But this is a team that I felt coming into the season they needed a defense to be in the top 15. And in some players, some plays, they've been good, but for the most part, they have not lived up to expectation. And now they have to be even better. So when you start looking at these defenses and ranking these defenses, where do you see statistically the deficiencies in the Green Bay Packers right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely a big question coming into the season. They had such, you know, a disappointing year, I think, last year on the back end and the secondary, and I think that's still, you know, a bit of an issue. You know, Kevin King, I think, on the outside, we've seen, you know, flashes of what they wanted. You know, getting him as a rookie and, you know, with the upside that he brings with his size and movement skills, but he's had his ups and downs. You know, Josh Jones flies around and makes a lot of plays, but they've put him into a challenging position, playing a lot of linebacker essentially as a safety. You know, Demarius Randall has had his ups and downs at corner too. So I think it's still the secondary and just an inconsistent pass rush. You know, you have a guy like Mike Daniels in the middle and an emerging Kenny Clark who's been a lot more disruptive these last few weeks. But, you know, just not the same week to week production from, say, Clay Matthews, Nick Perry off the edge. So I think it's just that whole pass defense as a whole. You know, when they need them, it's just you know, hasn't taken that step forward that we wanted to see coming into the year.
How much has going to Clay Matthews, because after this year, if they want to cut him loose, there's no ramification. How much has his numbers and ability, because I've seen him lose a step, but how much has he declined?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, it depends on what you're comparing to. You know, 2000, our highest graded game seasons for him, 2011, 2012. So there's been a slow decline off of that. You know, as far as pure grades go, he's definitely bounced back overall this year compared to the last 2 years. I think in part because he's, last couple of years playing a lot of inside linebacker. And again, he made a lot of flash plays, but also was out of position quite a bit. So I think there's still something there as an edge rusher. He's just not at that top echelon of those guys rushing off the edge like he was at one point during his career. So I think that would be, you know, you're talking about a guy that you need to, I don't want to use the 10 sack thing because I don't truly just believe in sacks, but you want this hypothetical 10 sack guy. And I'm just not sure if he's at that level at the moment.
Also, you've got a guy like Kenny Clark up front, and between him, Blake Martinez, some of these young guys that we've seen progress, their numbers and their look overall, just to the eyeball test, has been better. With the areas, some of the areas that are getting better for the Green Bay Packers, I look at some of these young guys and say, okay, maybe for what they've drafted in the past wasn't great, but at least you've got some guys that are on the come numerically.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Kenny Clark now grading at 88.1 and our PFF 0 to 100 grades. Blake Martinez at 82.5, both very good grades. Kenny Clark's last 3 or 4 weeks, he's been as good as any interior defensive lineman in the NFL. I mean, he's been disruptive in the run game, and everything that I saw on tape from him at UCLA starting to show up at the NFL level. He's really good at handling blocks and knowing how to shed blocks. He's not getting the sacks, but he's been more disruptive as a pass rusher. And then Blake Martinez, one of our most efficient run defenders so far this year from a grading standpoint, flying to the football, making a lot of plays. So absolutely encouraging to see those guys really stepping it up, especially Clark these last few weeks.
Talking with Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus, the senior analyst there. I want to look at big picture now, because in the NFC North, we take it kind of for granted that the Packers are just going to be on top and everybody else is fighting for second place. Now you got to look at some of these teams. If defense is going to win you championships, one of the better defenses, well, top two really is probably Minnesota, and I dare I say Chicago. They've been so good defensively this season, specifically in scoring points.
Yeah, so, I mean, Chicago's an interesting one because we put out some defensive rankings a couple weeks ago. They came in at number three. And even internally, we were looking at each other saying, wait, let's run these numbers again. How are the Bears at number three? And then they go out and have this suffocating performance against the Carolina Panthers, score 14 points defensively, only give up three. And they've gotten some really, really good contributions from, just unsung players. Adrian Amos at safety and, Danny Trevathan in the middle of that defensive linebacker, Akeem Hicks. So I've really loved what the Bears have done defensively, and they've played a challenging schedule of offenses. And then the Vikings, there was a point last year, 6 or 7 weeks into the season where they looked like the best defense in the league. They gave every quarterback in the NFL that they played their worst game of the year, including Aaron Rodgers last year. And they're doing the same thing. They're able to pressure up front with Everson Griffin. And you just have a bunch of versatile players like Anthony Barr bouncing back. Harrison Smith, still one of the best safeties in the NFL. So it is this old school NFC North feeling, this defense first type of division. And the Vikings and Bears certainly have two of the league's best so far this season.
Where does Detroit fall in all of this?
Detroit fans kind of hate us right now at PFF because we kind of throw the wet blanket on their good record the last couple of years. I thought last year they really overachieved. Those fourth quarter comebacks were really difficult to sustain. I give Matthew Stafford a ton of credit for what he did last year. But if you just look at the roster, they're just not great top to bottom. We were feeling similar about them this year. They were sitting at 3-1, now 3-3. And even when they were at 3-1, we were saying, I don't think that they're one of the better teams in the league. They've had some overachieving performances defensively. There's no doubt about that. But I just think their inability to consistently run the ball, I do think that, pass rush-wise, they're getting great performance from Anthony Zettel. But, it's tough to expect that to continue. So I think Detroit has been a little overrated or not as good as their record has shown these last couple of years.
Right now, because as far as the NFC goes, are we looking at the best team in the NFC really being Philadelphia with Carson Wentz at this point?
I mean, if you're just saying up until this point in the season, yes. If you're saying going forward, I think it's just this wide-open race. I wouldn't sleep on the Cowboys yet. I don't think they're as well-rounded as they were last year, but with still Dak and some weapons on offense, I wouldn't sleep on them. We know that Seattle has a tendency to kind of sleepwalk through the first half of the season, and before you know it, they look like one of the best teams in the league. So, I think right now you say Philadelphia. I really love where they improved. They've had, by our numbers, one of the best rosters in the NFL for a couple of years now, but they were weak in the wrong spots, which was wide receiver and cornerback. Now they're getting a career year from Patrick Robinson at corner. They have guys like Alshon Jeffery and Nelson Agholor, really shoring up their receiving core. So that's why they're playing well right now. They're good in the trenches. They're good in these other spots. They've got some injuries to overcome. So, yeah, to this point, you say the Eagles, but, it's way too early to count out a team like the Seahawks. And, like I said, the Cowboys, they're lurking around, and I think they can do some damage.
Again, talking with Steve Palazzolo, senior analyst for Pro Football Focus. Go to the AFC side. We know the Patriots just always find a way to be there. What is their deficiency right now? Because they seem a team like more so now than in the past, like they have some susceptibility.
Well, yeah, it's been the defense to this point, but of course they also just came off this Sunday night game where they shut down Atlanta's offense, held them to 7 points, and even that was a garbage time touchdown. So it's one of those teams where on paper the defense doesn't look great, especially the front seven, but they didn't look great in the front seven last year when they went and won the Super Bowl. They had a little bit better talent, but they're a team that I think defensively right now you can throw the ball on them, but it does feel like this team that Belichick's going to find a way to maximize their talent down the stretch, and that defense will get a little bit better. I look on the offensive side of the ball, Tom Brady, our highest graded quarterback once again. He doesn't show any signs of slowing down, but they've had some issues in the red zone this year, just a little inconsistent. So they're not putting up 30 points a game like we're used to seeing them. So if anything, it's the defense. You have time to throw, and you could probably create some big plays there overall. And then offensively, I'd say red zone offense so far has just been a little bit less than what you usually see out of New England.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, we look at a team like even Oakland who's struggling right now, but who is the cream of the crop right now? This is probably one of the most balanced seasons I can remember for just ups and downs, and I can't figure it out in a long, long time.
It's a beautiful year of parity. I described it the other day as I think you're just seeing a lot of mid-tier quarterback play, just a lot of average quarterback play, which creates some of this parity, but also there are a lot of defenses that have really stepped it up. There's bad offensive lines too, around the league, but a lot of defenses have really stepped it up. The Pittsburgh Steelers being one of them, a defense that they've really tried to reshape the last couple of years, and they look deeper in the secondary than they have in a long time. You know, they're creating a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. Their defensive front is so much better this year with Cameron Hayward and Stephon Tuitt both on pace to have career years. So I think as far as parity goes, it's the quarterback play across the league just hasn't been great. And you have teams like the Steelers defense that are really emerging. And, you know, I think that it's the opposite of what I expected from Pittsburgh this year, but I think that does put them in the mix in the AFC. And, you know, Kansas City has the potential to be up there defensively. They've just been they've given up a lot more than we expected over these last few weeks.
Always good to talk to you, Steve. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for the breakdown, too, man. I know there's some deficiencies in this Green Bay Packers football team. They've been excelling in the run game, but it's hard to tell offensively speaking because they've had so many injuries, and obviously with Aaron Rodgers down, now we just kind of wait and see.
Yeah, just watch and enjoy Kenny Clark. Watch him emerge, and Aaron will be back before you know it.
Hey, well, real quick, one more question. What do you think of the Green Bay Packers as far as their wide receiving core?
I think they're okay. I mean, look, Davante Adams, I think, is a little hot and cold, but you know, when he's good, you know, he's shifty and he can get open. And you know, Jordy Nelson may not be what he was in maybe 2014, but I still think he's fine as well. You know, maybe Aaron elevates them a little bit, but I think they have, you know, enough versatility, guys who can get open short, intermediate, and deep. I like them overall. They could probably use one more weapon, but I think it's a solid core.
Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. And he drops off. Steve Palazzolo, he is with Pro Football Focus. Always good to talk to him. They really do a great analytical breakdown numerically of all the positions, and they can rate guys highly, lowly, whatever. I mean, but he, like he said, Blake Martinez is an up-and-comer, but pay attention to what Kenny Clark has been doing. I mean, if you're looking for a bright spot in this season so far, that's one of them. Kenny Clark has really, really played well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.